From WCRS News, this is 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus is sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. You can go to their website at www.theredcross.org for more information. Welcome to 102.1 Focus. We have a special guest. I'm your host and executive producer, Tyrone Capers. With us today, our topic is concealed carry, and taking time out of his very busy day is our Franklin County Sheriff, Zach Scott. And Sheriff Scott, thank you so much for appearing here on 102.1 Focus. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Great. Just to start out, we want to get our listeners familiar with the sheriff's office and your very important duties, what you do there. How long have you been in law enforcement, Sheriff Scott?
I've been in law enforcement this summer, be 28 years.
Oh, okay. And when did you take charge of the Franklin County Sheriff's Office?
July 1st of 2011, I was appointed due to Sheriff Carnes at that time, who was our longest-serving sheriff. He had a battle with cancer.
Right.
Unfortunately, he didn't win that battle, and so they appointed me July 1st of 2011, and then I had to run for the position and was elected about last November, so 4 or 5 months.
Oh, okay. How many deputies and staff do you oversee there at the sheriff's office?
Well, it's kind of convoluted a little bit. We got about 850 or so positions that are full-time, and then I have part-time guys. So we're around 900 or so that I have to deal with at different times. We're in contract negotiations, those numbers going up.
Right.
We're on a hiring freeze for a while, so a few things like that's been going on.
Oh, okay. And how much or what percentage of the county's budget goes into operating the sheriff's office?
Well, I guess it depends on what part of the budget you're talking about. When it comes to the general fund, it's about 35%. When you're talking about the total budget, I think it's about 7%.
Oh, okay. And is your department experiencing, like most bureaucratic agencies, having to deal with some budget cuts or downsizing?
We actually didn't. We had a small increase of about a little less than 5%.
Okay.
Just because of safety issues.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're still short on quite a few people, we're still in the process of hiring. We're going to be hiring probably some more in late July, early August. So we're not like we didn't. They didn't, the commissioners were smart enough not to put us too hard, because when it comes to safety, that's one of the number one priorities.
Right, that's a good thing. Crimes that are increasing here in Franklin County, where concealed carry might be an option for law-abiding citizens, are home invasions and gang violence crimes increasing here in Franklin County?
I wouldn't say they're increasing right now, and it seems to be the crime that, since I've been in law enforcement, is very cyclic. It kind of like goes up and down.
Okay.
I think age of people, I think the environment, the economy,
mm-hmm.
those types of situations affect it. And right now we're like in a little downward spiral. The numbers aren't real bad. I think actually last year we had probably like 430-some robberies.
Okay.
600 burglaries, and then they're down this year. I think we're like, and that was the total year of 2012. We're not quite halfway through the year yet, but we're like 69 robberies, and I think like 450 burglaries or something like that. So, kind of goes up and down as far as gang violence. Also, it's quite a bit down from last year.
Oh, okay. Now, violence in the community at large, public events, we all see what happened with the Boston bombing incidents and, you know, mall shootings and movies and things like that. This type of social functions, you know, getting together at large crowds, how can people better protect themselves and stay safe when they're out and about in the community at large community functions?
They need to pay attention, and it's one thing to go out and enjoy yourself and have a good time, and that's what we want everyone to do. But you have to, be vigilant. You got your family with you, so
right.
First of all, you're the number one person, you and your family, as far as looking out for each other and keeping each other safe. So you got to look for things that are out of place, people that maybe are watching people or watching you that makes you feel uncomfortable, versus like they were talking about the Boston bombing suspects, how. Looking back in hindsight, they were looking how they were really observing and surveying everybody in the audience, just when everybody was about their, doing engaged in something, when someone's not engaged and they're actually look like what they're doing surveillance on you, then, you know, pay attention.
Right.
Look for areas that would have concealment of objects that are left unattended.
Right.
Things of that nature. So you want to, you know, get a hold of a law enforcement agency wherever you're at. You're in Franklin County. You've got about 28 different law enforcement agencies. The major events obviously happen in Columbus area.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff's Office, we work hand-in-hand with Columbus on the different events from Red, White, and Boom to the Arnolds to the races, the you know, Columbus Marathons and things of that nature.
So, right.
Well, we're stepping up our training as well. And so it's just a combination that we all, not just law enforcement, we all have to look out for each other.
Exactly. So like bags being unattended, that type of thing, or you should
pay a little bit closer
attention to things like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, never be afraid to say, I may be bothering the cops. You are
right.
Never bothering the cops. That's our job, and we want you, because obviously there's a whole lot more eyes out there that can help us than the eyes that we have, because we're limited how many members we have. So we definitely need your eyes and your voice. So never feel like you're bothering the cops. Absolutely. Let us know what you see.
Right, because I've seen more of a safety slogan now. If you see something, say something. And we definitely like to get that out to the public.
Yep.
Okay. Is the Sheriff's Office implementing any type of task force or program to try to combat youth violence in public schools?
Well, what we do is we actually have our DARE officers also do other types of training in schools. We have an Explorers program, which is for the youth. We have, as far as task force go, we're like in 10 different task force, all ranging from state to federal. But as far as specifically to the school itself, it's the DARE program, which has, like I said, other types of programs associated with DARE, and then the Explorers program, which is just a way to get the kids involved and teach them about safety as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. How does one obtain a concealed carry permit? First, Sheriff Scott, what is the concealed carry law allow law-abiding citizens the ability to do?
Well, it started in 2004.
Okay.
And it gives a person who lives in a county or an adjacent county to come fill out an application and give them the opportunity to carry a gun concealed. So like I said, it's 2004. We've processed going on 23,000 applicants or so. So that's come through Franklin County. And like I said, you can do it to an adjacent county. Like if you live in Franklin County and you want to go, say, to Union County or Fayette County, you have the right to call them up and go over there. Now, our offices, our business hours, if someone's listening, they want to write it down, it's around 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and we prefer someone give us a call and make an appointment to come down so that way we can schedule these out.
Okay, you would prefer prefer consumers to call first?
Yeah, so that way we can schedule in and spend enough time, so you're not sitting down there waiting. We don't want you just sitting in the hall and waiting. So if you call, get a schedule, then we know how many people are coming down, they schedule them out, so that way they get you in and get you out.
Okay.
And you got to be at least 21 years of age.
Okay.
Okay. You got to be a Ohio resident for at least 45 days, and you should be in the your home county. You should live in that for at least 30 days. So here in Franklin County, you need to live here for 30 days, and you have to complete a required 12-hour course to obtain your certification of competency, and that's got to be through someone who's like a NRA certified or the Ohio Peace Officer Training certified, and you take that certificate once you did your 12 hours, and then that's when you call the sheriff's office, and you come on down and make an appointment, and you have to have a certain amount of documentation when you come down.
Okay.
Did you want me to explain the documentation?
Yes, please.
You got to have a colored photo. It's got to be passport size, and you have to be taken within 30 days. That's important to bring down. You can get those at like drugstores or, you know, like Target or just some of the places around that have the little photo booths.
Okay. Going back to where you said you had to be licensed, would that be statewide? Once you're licensed, would you be eligible statewide?
Yes. NRA, you got to be NRA certified. You have to have the 12 hours. It's got to be taught to you by an NRA instructor or an APATA school instructor.
Okay.
And that certification, you have to bring it with you. I don't know if you remember, we had some people that were not taking the classes about a year ago, and they were paying some guys money to get them certifications, and getting arrested. I don't know if you remember that or not. We had like 600.
I heard a little bit about it, yes, sir.
Yeah, so those guys got hit pretty hard with the violation of the law for that. So, once you get it, it's good for 5 years.
It's good for 5 years.
Every 5 years, you have to go and renew it after 5 years.
Okay.
No one, please, no one bring a gun to the sheriff's office.
Do not do that.
I appreciate it if you don't do that.
Okay.
But yeah, you need to come down. When you're getting your license, mm-hmm. your certification license, CCW, when you get it first time, it's $67, and
okay.
it's $50 for renewal.
Okay, $67 for the initial fee.
Yep, and then 5 years from there, it's $50 for the renewal.
5 years, it's $50. Okay. Are there any other fees?
Well, there are. We won't have the time to go into. If you have to have an emergency type situation, it's $37. Additional fees would be if you have to do a background check through the FBI because you're not Ohio residents for the last 5 years. So it's another $24. So there's certain things that explain to you when you call. If there's types of situations, you can. We have pamphlets too that we give out that gives people an opportunity to CCW carrying information. So it's not a super big process. It's just a few I's you got to dot and a few T's you got to cross, and it's pretty painless operation.
Okay. Sheriff, what would you like to tell law-abiding citizens one thing they need to know before they consider obtaining a concealed carry permit?
Well, you know, if you're going to go get a gun, you need to get someone who has some experience and understanding of the weapons. I think it needs to be a gun that fits your family. And when I say fits your family, it doesn't mean that everybody in the house is going to carry the gun. It means that you got kids in the house, there's certain weapons that are better than other types of weapons when they're in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the opportunity to get a lockbox? Do you have a safe?
Okay.
Have you had proper training? Is the gun in good working order?
Okay.
You know, don't go out and buy a gun because it's a cheap gun, and then you know, it's not such a good gun that you drops on the ground and then a round drop, you know,
right.
would go off. So there is it's a big responsibility. And so it's nothing to take lightly. And
right.
if you decide to do it, you need to spend some time talking with your family, and talking also if you've got a friend who's in law enforcement or is a military person, they could give you some good advice and give you direction on the type of weapon you should have in the house, especially if there's kids around.
Okay. And where should people go to if they want to start the application process?
It's 410 South High Street. That's the James Carnes building.
Okay.
And that's down at 410. It's just right across from, basically across from the courthouse. And all they have to do is come down there. Well,
is there a particular floor they have to go on?
It's actually the first floor.
It's the first floor. Okay.
It's round. It's not actually in the front door of the building. It's around to the side. There's small signs there that tell you where to go. And I was trying to find a number for you that they could call. But you have to go on my website to find the actual number that I'm talking about.
Plug your website, Sheriff.
Well, it's just it's what I'm looking for right now in some of my paperwork here. I'm trying to find the website. If you go and just basically put up Franklin County Sheriff's Office,
okay,
it'll give you the website if you just kind of Google it or Bing or whichever one you want to do, and then it'll take you back to the website, and then that number is on our website that gives you the opportunity to make a phone call and set up the appointment so that way you're not waiting around then or too long.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the number. If you want to call and make an appointment, it's 525.
Mm-hmm.
614-525-5090, and that's the Carry Conceal office. And you call them up, make an appointment, and that way you're taking care of your own personal time. You're not down there too long.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have all that. Just go on the website there, Google it. My actual website is www.sheriff.franklincountyohio. It's all spelled out, one word, franklincountyohio.gov.
Okay.
We actually have Twitter. I mean, we have the Twitter, the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We have all that on there. So, if you want to give us a tweet, give us Facebook, jump on there. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Sheriff Scott, Franklin County Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of 102.1 Focus. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day.
My pleasure. You all be safe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus was sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. Go to their website at www.theredcross.org for more information. This 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers is a production of WCRS News.